It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day in your day. The refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast, the Ministry of Torso. God bless you. Happy New Week. It's the 8th of October, and we're glad that you're with us today. May God bless you and keep you. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace. I believe she's muted. Give her a second.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time and opportunity to be able to come together and to give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this day of creation and for giving us another opportunity to do this morning's broadcast. We pray that your spirit would teach us the things we need to know as you anoint the words of our pastor. Fill him with your spirit and help us, Lord, as always, to grow in grace and wisdom as we draw close to you. These things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for the coming.
topic today for worship is the handwriting on the wall. The handwriting on the wall. We're in Daniel chapter 5. Let's pray. Dear Father, as we study this, we pray for the Spirit of God to be with us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Belshazzar, the king, made a feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. Now, brothers and sisters, let me stop right there and tell you that in the Old Testament, the word wine has two different Hebrew words. When it was alcohol, it was the Hebrew word yayin. When it was grape juice, it was the Hebrew word tirosh. This was yayin. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels, which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. Now this, you have to understand, would be a great act of sacrilege, that they would take holy vessels out of the temple. He knew about Daniel. He had heard about him. He knew about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He had evidence that God was the true God. This was just an act of defiance, an act to show that he was greater than God. You know, sometimes kings think that they are God. Sometimes presidents feel the same way, that people worship them. And unfortunately, people do. But I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that he's going to pay for this error today. That day, anyway, in other words. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him. You know, it's so amazing, brothers and sisters. You can have proud people, and they can even act like they're not scared. Don't you think for 1 minute these gang members that act all tough aren't scared? Let something happen when they get caught and they run. They're scared. Even if it's they don't want to get caught. They're still afraid of getting caught. It says his thoughts troubled him so that the joints of his loins were loosed and his knees smote one against another. Okay? The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers, and the king spake and said unto the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet, and have a chain of gold around his neck, and shall be the third ruler of the kingdom. That was a pretty awesome thing. It just shows you, brothers and sisters, he's looking for people of the wisdom of this world, but they can't interpret this. Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing, nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was the king Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house. And the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom the spirit of the holy God, in whom is the spirit of the holy God. You know, how did they know that he had the spirit of the holy God? It's only one God. They didn't know, but they just understood it based on their language. But they knew he was holy. He wasn't the, you know, they praised the gods of gold, of silver, of brass, you know, and all those things. But when it came to Daniel's God, they called him the spirit of the holy gods. I like that. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, technically, I believe it would have been his grandfather, but that's just how they said it back then. Like the wisdom of the gods was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I saw. Thy father made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers, for as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences, and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, Art thou that Daniel, which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king, my father, brought out of Jeri? Now he knew he had brought the golden vessels. This is not a golden vessel, but they brought the golden vessel out of Jerusalem. But he still had to call Daniel. I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. Now he's lying in a sense. He already knew about Daniel. He knew about Daniel before the queen said anything. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, but they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts. Now if thou canst read the writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet, and have a chain of gold about thy neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. In other words, it would be king, then queen, then Daniel. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known unto him the interpretation. O thou king, the Most High gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom, and majesty, and glory, and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whom he would, he slew, and whom he would, he kept alive, and whom he would, he set up, and whom he would, he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed of his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast. And his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed over it whomsoever he will. Don't think for 1 minute Belteshazzar didn't know that story. It had 7 years of Nebuchadnezzar's life. And brothers and sisters, the Bible doesn't say it, but I believe it was because of Daniel that they didn't just give the throne to someone else. I believe that Daniel stood in the palace and said, no, he's going to come back in 7 years. And Daniel can tell them how he prophesied of the king's dream that he would this would happen, and seven times would pass over him. And I believe because of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar got his position back. I can't prove that from the Bible. It's a speculative point, but it doesn't disagree with the scriptures. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this. See, that's how we prove it. He knew all of that. But hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee. And thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and of gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. Then was that part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written many, many tekel upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Many, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given unto the Medes and the Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. My brothers and sisters, there comes a point in time when the handwriting is on the wall if we are not living for Christ. We need to give him our hearts today. Pride and selfishness will be taken down. So if you are not humble and reachable and winnable by the Holy Spirit, friends, your time will come. Now, God knows, and if he has to humble us like Nebuchadnezzar, he will. But even some, even after that, will not humble their hearts before him. So please don't wait. Don't be almost persuaded. Give your heart to God today. Tomorrow is not promised to any man. We don't know that we're definitely going to be alive tomorrow. Friends, God is so merciful. Let's live for him today, won't you? God is good. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful day. We ask for thy spirit to go with us. And we ask that as we transition to wellness now, that you will help us to remember that at all times we are to place our dependence upon you and put our trust in you. Thank you, Lord. Take away the pride of men in politics, the pride of men in churches, the pride of men in society, and exalt your ways and your greatness in your due time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll take a little break, friends, and we'll be back with a health message. We'll be talking about why there's so much sickness in the world today. Why so much sickness? Our intermission song is the Torso Song. Enjoy.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of. scale. The battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to North of, the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
Wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
Amen. Why so much sickness? Why is there so much sickness? Friends, people go to school for a long time. You know, they get degrees, advanced degrees, PhDs, medical degrees, and they have not learned in those degrees, at least from the schools of medicine and science, exactly how to make sure we're well. And because they don't know how we got sick. You see, you have to go to the Bible to learn that. The Bible says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and do that which is right in his sight, will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So health comes from obedience to God. And when you go back to the Garden of Eden, you will find what we call the live free lifestyle. The live free lifestyle, we use the live free acronym to remind us of what that lifestyle is. The L is love God. You can Google stress and anxiety and disease, or pick any disease, stress, anxiety, and cancer, stress, anxiety, and diabetes. You're going to find links to not having a calm, peaceful, loving relationship with God and those diseases. Now, they're not going to say that it's the lack of a calm, peaceful, loving relationship with God, but I'm telling you, that's the answer to the stress and anxiety problems, okay, that we have today, all right? So loving God, having trust in him, you know, the Bible says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. So think of the health laws like that. You know, we love God's health laws. Nothing shall offend them. Oftentimes we get all stressed out because we get offended so easily. And so your walk with God, putting everything in his hands, the burdens of our children, the burdens, our spouses, family problems, job problems, financial problems, all these problems, my brothers and sisters, we can put at the feet of Jesus and he will take care of them. He loves us. You know, can a woman forget her sucking child, the Bible says, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, she may forget, but I will not forget thee. And you know a woman's not going to forget her sucking child. And so love God. That's what's missing. And then the I is include temperance. You know, we drink alcohol, we smoke cigarettes, we take social drugs, legal and illegal, and even other substances that are not best for us, including some medicinal drugs that we really don't need if we would just change our lifestyle and diet. And so temperance is abstaining from everything harmful, but it is also doing in moderation that which is good. So eating is good, but overeating till you're stuck is not good, okay? Working is good, but overworking and never taking a break and stopping is not good. And it brings about disease, okay? The V in live free is vital water. Friends, we need lots of water, you know, always drinking water. Keeping our water bottles with us, near us at all times. That's just a tip to help you keep your water intake good. You know, my brothers and sisters, if we would drink more water, the body uses water to flush out things that we don't need. Through urination, through defecation, through perspiration, through detoxification, and through respiration. Those five major organs, liver, kidney, lungs, skin, and colon, which are the five organs. There are seven channels of elimination, but five of them are organs. And the organ systems. And so, you know, you've got to have water. You've got to have hydration to have defecation, urination, perspiration, respiration, and detoxification. Without hydration, you're going to have eventually cessation, okay? You're going to cease to exist, friends. You've got to drink water. The E is eat healthy. And I want to talk about that just a little. You know, a lot of people don't recognize that we should be eating as if we were in a garden, like the Garden of Eden. There's a lot of processed food that even might be vegan, but that's not necessarily the healthiest food for us. So fruits, nuts, grains, vegetables, those are the biblical categories. In those categories, you have seeds, legumes, nuts, but they would still fit biblically within fruits, nuts, grains, and vegetables. For example, nuts come from trees, and fruits come from trees. You know, and the seed is in itself. So technically, fruits would be nuts. So some of the legumes, the herbs of the field, herb-yielding seed, you see, those would be legumes as well. So the point that we're making simply is that the more natural that we can keep the food, the more, you know, just wonderfully healthy we will be. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, I even take pictures just to remind myself of the wonderful things that I eat every day. And, you know, we have some wonderful treats every day. Praise God. You can make it look nice. And I praise God for that. So eat healthy. It's very important. So that's L-I-V-E. That's love God, include temperance, vital water, eat healthy. We eat two meals a day. We don't eat in between meals. I'm not saying there's not an occasion where we'll have a third meal, but just to be snacking all day, that's not healthy for you. Two meals a day, don't eat too much. Large amounts of raw with each meal. And then you have a variety of cooked food or other foods. So it could be all raw, or if it is cooked, a variety of foods. And not all the processed foods, but just simple foods, beans, rice, things of that nature, just simple vegetables and those types of things. You can have a wonderful, wonderful diet. All right. The F in free is fresh air. You've got to have fresh air. Now, we're in Pennsylvania. I don't know what it's like where you are, but it got cold all of a sudden. It kind of got cool. Now, I think we went for a walk, Sabbath walk yesterday. It was in the 50s. That's interesting. So it's time to buckle up and button up and start pulling out the undergarments that you layer in. And, we don't know what's going to happen. It might be early winter. The leaves have already started falling up here, so it might be an early winter. So my brothers and sisters, get fresh air, even in the cold, if you can. Have a window partially open, just a small amount, just to keep some fresh air in the home. It's a lot easier, safer in the country if you do that. So, out of the city, grow your own food type living. That's what we promote. All right, so fresh air. The R is rest. Get to bed on time. Try to be in bed by 9:30. Your body's on a biological clock, and it's based on the rising and setting of the sun. And so if you are up in the late hours and you never got to bed initially, you just miss out on certain biological benefits. And it doesn't matter how many hours of sleep you get, but if you miss the hours before midnight, you miss out on certain biological benefits that are just timed with the sun. So they call it the circadian rhythm. Where certain things just happen, rebuilding happens in our body. And so if you're going to not get as much sleep, it's better to go to bed early and get up early. That's one of the things that the Lord is helping me to do, as we have a lot to do to accomplish, brothers and sisters. And so that's important. We just want to share that with you. Next, I want to say that we need to have exercise. Get exercise if you can every day. At least five times a week with a vigorous exercise. Walking is the best exercise. So get where it's, safe and get on a walking plan, and it will bring much benefit to your body. And the final E is enjoy sunlight, okay? The vitamin D, also the melatonin coming into the pineal gland from the sunlight is very, very helpful, healthful, and beneficial, okay? It's helpful, healthful, and beneficial. Why so much sickness? Because we don't live free. We neglect or reject the live free lifestyle. So if you're sick, follow the live free lifestyle and then add cleansing, detoxification, loving God, that means putting your trust in Him, and then simple home natural remedy. That is the four components of holistic biblical wellness, friends. We're in our course right now. If you're interested in taking a course, let us know. The course will be online. Not that we won't sometimes do some additional virtual ones, but you can actually take our course online. So just contact us about that. God is good. We thank you for joining us here on the Worship and Wellness broadcast today, and we'll go ahead and do a roll call and open the phone lines up a little bit for any comments you all might have. All right, we've got Brother Peyton, and good morning to Brother Peyton, and we want to just remember him and his family as he has lost a sister, I believe, yesterday. So, brothers and sisters, let's remember Brother Peyton in prayer and his family. We've got Sister Angela, and we've out of South Carolina, Sister Tuesday out of Virginia, and Sister Glorious out of Virginia as well, saying good morning, as well as Peyton said good morning. And then we've got, I think, Brother Mike out of Tennessee. God bless you, my friend. And I'm not so sure where Brother Raymond is from, but God bless all of you all. On the call, we have represented Ohio, Ohio, and Ohio again. We have Delaware, Delaware, and Delaware again. We have Oklahoma. We have Ohio again. We have Michigan, and we have Georgia. So God bless each of you. Phone lines are open. Press *6. Give us your comments, questions, testimonies, prayer requests, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, friends. And if you have any comments on Facebook, just type them. We'll be happy to read them and address that. Is there anyone that has anything you would like to share? Oh, I want to remind you, ask for prayer. We have a health retreat starting today, and so we have two guests coming, and so we want to pray for their healing. All right, anyone else? Anyone want to share anything? The phone lines are open. Also want to pray for our students as we are attending our school. Today, the subject is the hematologic system. That's your blood and your immune system. And we want to pray for that course today, or that class today, that lesson today. We've got Sister Lenny on the line. We'll take her call at this time. Good morning, Sister Lenny.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. I just want to ask for a special prayer for those who are battling cancer that I've been working with, and those who are battling diabetes. Thank you so much, right. And God bless everybody.
Absolutely. All right, thank you. Let me go ahead and see. Yeah, okay, very good, very good. All right, we're going to take now Missy, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine.
All right.
Been a little bit crazy on my side. So I just kind of wanted to give an update. It's been a little while because, you know, my grandson, Ronnie, that has, it's called DIPG. That's the dog in the background. Sorry about that. Chewing on her toy. that has the incurable brain cancer, who's just turned 4 last month. I'm not sure when I talked on the call last, so I'll try not to be too long. They were able to complete 27 out of the 30 radiation treatments with the attempt to just shrink the cancer. It's incurable. They know they can't cure it with any of modern today stuff. But he started having issues. Anyway, so we'll roll forward. He has another MRI this coming Tuesday, where they're going to check to see, did anything get shrunk? Is it growing? Is it traveled anywhere else? So just kind of prayers for that right at the moment. He is stable at the moment. He can't talk or walk anymore, but he does still know what's going on around him. So he knows people, and he can shake his head yes. So just prayers. He's got this repeat MRI coming up, and just continued prayers for him, continued prayers for my other grandson that's got the glaucoma and the hearing issue, and then some other possible neurological issue going on. But Hunter, he's the one that's got that was born with the congenital glaucoma, and then we found out that he had the hearing problem. He gets his first set of hearing aids November 2nd, so we're kind of excited about that, so he can start to hear better. He's not completely deaf, but he's probably got about 60% hearing loss.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. So he gets his first hearing aids November 2nd, and then, you know, we've got a couple appointments coming up, one for the neurological issue that's potentially going on, and then we'll have his eye follow-up in November. But things have just been a little bit crazy over here, as usual in my place, but trying to play catch-up because, unfortunately, I've missed a couple classes. And so I'm just asking for prayer because that's what I'm trying to do is play catch-up this morning before anybody wakes up in the household. Raising 3 grandchildren, and once the 3-year-old gets up, it gets a little crazy.
Sure.
So anyway, that's all, but still blessed. I'd like to ask for prayer for Mom. She has, they recently discovered platelets really low, like 50,000, which should be like up in like at least 150,000. So they've been doing testing, blood work, and an ultrasound to see the cause. Of course, we're hoping for not that word she likes to use. She immediately went to the C word. So just prayers for her mental, because she's unfortunately, I just think that people just automatically go to the worst case scenario. Not that it's going to be not going to be the worst case scenario, but just some peace for her mind. So as sure. we're stepping through the steps to see what's really going on. So that's all. I still feel very blessed.
Yeah.
As tired as I am, I'm blessed.
Yeah, we're blessed to have you on this morning. All right. We're going to go to Desiree now. Good morning, Desiree.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Sister Maria. I was just calling yesterday. I missed yesterday's sermon and just wanted to know, is it on the other website when you do the sermons on Sabbath? I know you do them on Zoom, but I was just wondering, are they recorded for, you know, for the other website?
Yeah, it's going to be hopefully this morning uploaded to both the student portal and also the one you're talking about, TORWM. And I will say that without giving too much information, that we're hoping to make this whole idea of where videos are posted a lot easier as we get later into the year. So just look forward to that. So there's kind of like one place where people go. But, yes, it's going to be posted today.
Okay, okay. All right. And what about other Sabbath services on there? Can you get other Sabbath services on there as well?
Yes. All of that, you know, yes, you will, especially the ones lately as we've been going through the physiology from the Bible. I will definitely post those in the same places.
And believe it or not, the one on the skin and the integrity, I can't get it yet because I got these braces in my mouth. Our system, that really helped, you know, like when I think about when I'm stressed and going through, like, how your skin and everything, but somehow it comes to my mind, you know, I was dealing with something, you know, and I was like, wow, it does help. So I said, I want to make sure I get those and listen to those sermons or go back and listen to them or study with them because they do help.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, we will definitely
right.
have them posted. All right.
Thank All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, actually, hold on a second. My apologies. I put the wrong button, but that wasn't there. There was no one else in the queue. So we'll just go ahead and have our closing prayer, brothers and sisters. Thank you all for joining us today. And I'm not so sure if my wife, as we're, you know, getting ready for this session, I'm not sure if she caught all those prayer requests. But if she's available, we'll have her do closing prayer. If she's not, I will. All right, let's go ahead and have our closing prayer. Dear Father in heaven, we want to thank you so much for this day. We want to thank you for the love you have for each one of us. We thank you for your mercy and kindness, and you're so good, and we just give you praise. Father, we want to remember Sister Lenny, and we just ask that you will bless her, the people that she's mentioning, working with, suggesting things for, and helping who have cancer and diabetes. We pray that they'll be healed. We pray that they'll be receptive to the Live Free lifestyle, and that you will bless them. Father, we ask that you would be with Missy and her family. As she said, things are crazy, but she's blessed. Father, she has two grandchildren, two grandsons. One is has a terminal illness, and it has affected his abilities, his walking and talking and that kind of thing. And we pray that you will heal him, Lord. We pray that you will find a way. Not find a way, but help us find a way to bring healing to him. Right now, he's under the doctor's care, and they are doing what they can, but they have acknowledged that they can't reverse the condition. So we just ask for your help in this matter. And her other son, grandson Hunter, we pray as he's getting his hearing aid and other things that he will be able to hear better and be blessed in that way. bless her entire family, including her mother, who has some challenges now, health challenges, and is concerned that it might be a particular disease. And I pray that you will just bring peace of mind to her and help her, Lord, to do all she can to take care of the body you've lent to her. And I pray that whatever the outcome is, she'll put our trust in you and not give up. Lord, we ask that you would be with Desiree and her family and her health and all that she is desiring help with and for. Keep her just happy in the Lord and trusting in you. As we are now about to start a wellness retreat, we pray for those who are coming that they will be restored to health. We ask, Lord, that you will bless our educational outreach and everything the ministry does. And we thank you, and we ask that this day that we'll all give our hearts to you. We want to remember Peyton and his family as they've lost. He has lost his sister, a younger sister. Father, we just pray for at this time there's feelings of grief, and we pray that we will sorrow, but not as those who have no hope. And this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. If we do our part, therefore, if we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us now undreamed of. Closing song, I will trust in the Lord.
I will trust.